Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Hello. Hello. Hey, okay. Welcome to episode 128 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, hello? Is this thing on?
I can't hear you.
Greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme. Your instant coffee is just brown water.
Hello?
Hello.
Why are you concerned about the operation of this thing?
Well, I just, you know, every once in a while I forget we're actually podcasting. There are real people out there who really download this and then listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And last week when we were like barreling through my visit to Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
we never said our voicemail or our email. And as a result, we only heard from like two or three people.
Well, yes, but they're two or three fabulous people who have you us know, in their yes. speed dial. Who anything, that's- if something happens, there's nobody like this. But wouldn't that be great if something happens? Like, oh my gosh, I almost got hit by a car. If people call us up and tell us, because that's what I do.
You know, yes. And I need to put more podcasts, voicemails in my cell phone. I just put the strip podcast. In mine. By the way,
hello.
That was Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher from
I'm
the
going to continue
Podsafe
recording
Music
because
Network.
I have just lost Bay.
Right?
My network signal faded.
Hello?
And my call was lost. Let's wait for her to call back. She may not call back. I may just podcast this side of the conversation anyway. This is called Flop Sweat. Here it comes. There, she's calling back. Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Call was lost.
Oh, son of a bitch, call was lost.
Are you still recording?
I am still recording. I didn't turn it off.
Cool, me too. And I had a little conversation on my end. So if you had a little conversation on your end, we'll just edit it all together and see what we say to each other.
I actually didn't have much of a conversation. I said, hello, hello. Hello? And then looked at my phone. And at that point, I just hung up and hit number two on the speed dial. Okay. I was just saying, by the way, that was Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher from the Podsafe Music Network.
Yes.
And I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee.
And I'm Amy, and I'm in Las Vegas.
And last week, I was in Las Vegas, too. And when we did our show last weekend, then that was when I didn't say our voicemail or our email.
But we forgot to say.
If you want.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to write to us, you can write to us at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or cavortinblotz@gritstoglitz.com, which we love getting email to cavortinblotz.
Yes, yes. I love some of the creative email addresses.
Or you can call us.
At 206-309-7232. And what I was saying before is you put that in your speed dial, and then if something really interesting happens, you can call us. Because that's what I have in my speed dial for, say, the Strip podcast. I've got theirs in there.
Yes.
And They Don't Know podcast by Apollonius, a.k.a. Peter, in Atlanta.
Peter. Yes, we got a voicemail from Peter who says the Atlanta Aquarium rocks it out, and he was sick that day, and he was listening to our podcast, keeping him company, while he was lying around feeling rotten.
Poor thing, and you know, if I've understood him correctly, reading his bio and everything, he works with a whole bunch of doctor-type people. Which I guess
Oh, I bet they don't appreciate it when you bring sickness to work.
Well, no, either that or they would sit you down and study you, I guess. Ooh, what have you got? How many times did you throw up? What did it look like? No, I was thinking, though, that it is an occupational hazard. If you work with a bunch of doctors, you might become an experiment inadvertently.
Yeah, totally by accident. But here's the thing. While we were getting ready for the show, I looked up the They Don't Know Epilonicast podcast. Mm-hmm. And there's a new episode up. So we got to finish up and I can listen to it because Peter says he starts a controversial topic.
Oh, now Peter is not controversial.
It's right there in his show
description. Do you think he could say something controversial like Kelly Ripa is a hoe? Or is that, would that be controversial?
No, something controversial like Kelly Ripa is a talentless hack. Or
is there controversy about that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. What is controversial?
Toyota stink.
I love my Prius, bitch. And furthermore, to me, a controversial topic would be how come people don't pronounce the B in obviously?
Ooh.
That drives me crazy. And I switched on the news today and the weather girl, and she is not. Let me just make this really clear. That chick is not a meteorologist. She's a weather girl.
She's a weather bunny?
Yes. And she kept saying, obviously, these clouds are going to move over this way. And obviously, everything's going to cool off. Obviously. And I'm going, there's a B in that word.
B? I don't know why people miss that, but sometimes there are words that are frequently mispronounced by many people, and they're very frustrating.
Yes. Yes. So I'm wondering what Peter's controversial topic is, and you guys should be wondering too.
Well, let's just stop our podcast right now so I can go download it and listen to it.
I know. It's driving me crazy. What's our next? Wait, I know we've got notes here. Let's see. Peter, feel better soon. Okay, in other old business.
Yes.
I also, last week, also forgot to say that one of the highlights for being in Las Vegas was seeing Stephen Miles from the Strip Podcast.
You missed Stephen Miles completely. We met up with Stephen Miles. We had a private audience with Stephen Miles.
Yeah, a private audience.
Isn't that like an audience with the Pope?
And when I was there in January, I knew that they were out of town, and I was so, so bummed out because I really wanted to see them again. I missed them a lot, and mm-hmm. I love them to death. And I finally got to see them this summer. Yay!
Yay!
And Miles is such a hottie, and I love him so much. And I love Steve, too.
Steve's going to get his feelings hurt.
I don't want Steve's feelings to get hurt.
He's
but I'm
easy
not
on the
mother.
Eyes,
I can
too.
Have a favorite.
Okay.
What?
All right. Yes. I was just saying he's easy on the eyes, too.
He is. He's very easy on the eyes, but.
But you have a favorite.
I love the Miles. What can I tell you? I mm-hmm. just love him.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
okay.
So I got to hang out. And that was cool. And thanks, you guys, for letting me hang out with you once a year. It really makes my year.
They are an awful lot of fun to be around, and it was an awful lot of fun to see them. And we did. We got to the end of the last podcast and said, bye, 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 and then turned it off and said, oh, we didn't say anything about Stephen Miles.
So Stephen Miles are in our notes for last week, and they'll be in our notes again this week. Because mm-hmm. we actually talked about them this time. And it was a really good show this last week, the Strip Podcast.
Oh, it
he
was.
He talked to Jay Leno. It was very, very interesting.
Jay
and
Leno
he made
was
Jay
great.
Leno, mm. He made Jay Leno more interesting than I've ever heard him. I'm not that big a Jay Leno fan. Maybe you could tell.
No, you're not a Jay Leno fan. But it was. I thought it was interesting. Yeah.
It was.
And I didn't even. And I haven't heard the second half of it either. The second half of the podcast, they talked to Damon Wayans.
That's right. And he's inherently interesting.
Yes.
So we should just quit podcasting now. We've got a lot of podcasts to listen to.
Well, since we've mentioned Peter and we've mentioned Stephen Miles, let me also mention Cindy here in Las Vegas with the From This to That podcast, because we had counted on seeing her at Quark's Bar and we got stood up.
Oh, she was busy. Come on, she was people busy. Have lives. I yes. understand.
Yes, as a matter of fact, if I'm sure you've listened to her recent episode, but she had some people's travel plans. They made travel plans without asking Cindy, and then she was obligated to help them out, and she wasn't able to come to Quark's. So we missed her, but we'll just have to catch up with her another time.
Oh my gosh, is it in the last week or before last week's show? I can't remember. Quark's has really. They've really announced it. Quark's is going away.
It was just a few days ago, yes. And now it has been announced that the whole thing is going away. So if you need to hire a Klingon, I know where some are that are about to be out of work.
And quite a few of them, in fact. So, yes, listen to Cindy's podcast, too. And listen to How Much Do We Love, which I love, and every other podcast that's good.
That we've ever mentioned.
That we've
you're
ever
still
mentioned.
Good.
And everyone we ever liked. And anyone who ever liked us. Okay.
Got it covered. All right.
Okay. While I was in Las Vegas, I got to see all of your plants planted.
Yes.
But I did not get to see your final xeriscaped yard. Amy, no, how's the landscaping going?
Well, the last thing they did was they put in some more rock. I think when you were here, there were little piles of rock all over the yard that they had not yet spread out, right?
Right. There were piles of rocks and boulders.
Yes, and boulders. Yes, I got boulders, which they manhandled into a wheelbarrow and then went dumping around on the yard. It was amazing to watch these guys do this in the 110 degree heat. But the last thing they did was put down grass. And the first thing that the dogs did when they were let out the first time after the grass was put down was they ran gleefully over to it and peed on it and immediately made brown spots on it. I mean, it was like you had poured Roundup on the grass. It's like she went there and there and there. And all these little spots. Yep, there's a dog. I want to know what kind of grass is dog proof.
Well, isn't that what the grass is for?
Actually, yeah. Part of the reason that we have an area of grass is so that the dogs would have a place where they could feel comfortable doing their business. So
they're going to do it there.
Absolutely. I have started feeding them. I'm already giving Lola this stuff so that it will make her poop taste bad.
Right. So she
won't
eat it.
We've discussed that. Right. Now I'm also giving her stuff that will keep her pee from turning the grass brown. I'm giving both of the dogs this additive that is supposed to.
Oh my God.
Cancel out. Eventually, we're not going to give them food at all. We'll just give them various chemicals to make them smell better and look better.
Oh my goodness. And they're English bulldogs. They both have sensitive stomachs already.
Yeah.
English bulldogs come with the sensitive stomach.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Lola threw up today. But that's just, you know, you don't even worry about it after a while. Unless she does it several times. It's like she goes, yeah, you're a bulldog, aren't you? Okay.
Oh, poor little thing. But seriously, let's forget about the grass that's going to get killed. Let's talk about the rest of the yard. Your yard was absolutely gorgeous, and we really have not expressed that fully. The lily of the Nile, was that the blue trumpet shaped flower?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Aren't those pretty? Well, we've got some at the end of the pool that are not doing so well. As a matter of fact, that's one of the very few plants that we've looked at and said, ooh, it's not happy. And it's turning kind of brown and crispy. So we dump a bucket of water on it and stand there and look at it and say, feel better. Pardon? Yeah, you said something?
I dropped the phone.
Oh.
I was saying, wait.
Ah, okay. Well, I was just saying that we have dumped a bucket of water on the lily of the Nile, and we say, feel better, and we stand there and look at it and tell it what a good flower it is, but it may die. But we've got, I think, six of those. Some of them are okay. Some of the ones that are getting a little more shade are feeling better, and some of the ones that are more in full sun are not so great. But the yard gets better and better looking. The lantana has just taken off. It's in the last week or two, it has just grown feet and many, many, many flowers. It's beautiful. But we've gotten our big project since they've finished putting all the plants in was lighting.
Right, you stick a one of those solar things in the dirt, and you just leave that alone, right?
No, my husband would get violent if we used solar lights. And he's a nice guy and everything, but oh, he does not like solar lights. He's like, what's the point? And they're so blue. And they, you know, so no, we have to have proper low voltage lights. And we've gone from Home Depot to Lowe's to Star Nursery and back to Lowe's and over to Home Depot and to the Lamps Plus with the $200 lighting fixtures. And they've got some affordable ones too, but they've got the artistic pieces of art that are made out of bronze, handmade, and all this fancy schmancy stuff. And I, at some point, turned to my husband and said, you know, it didn't take me this long to pick out my wedding dress. But it also, I didn't wear my wedding dress every night, you know, for years and years, which is what this lighting has to, I have to look at it every night.
For years and years.
Yes. We have made our decisions and we have installed lights around the pool and oh, bae, it is glorious. I love it.
Well, I think I should come out there and see it.
I think so. Get a ticket. Come on.
All we have to do is find an airline that still has flights to Las Vegas that I can carry a lunchbox of luggage on, you know, because now the restrictions are against luggage and the cargo hold. And
I wonder how many people have gotten into fist fights over luggage space.
Wow, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. How many marriages are breaking up as we speak because they... I'm taking all my shoes. No, you're not. I'm taking my golf clubs. No, you're not.
Well, not that. But as a former frequent traveler, I used to travel every week for business. I would go to a different town. And people could get unhappy about the smallest thing. Hey, there are cookie crumbs in my seat. But, oh, my goodness, if you touched their luggage that was in the overhead compartment – that was cause for alarm. And with every single person on the plane wanting to bring their luggage on board, you know they've got to be knocking each other down, trying to be the first ones on the plane. And then they've got to be knocking each other down over the bags that are in the overhead compartment and so on.
Yep. It's crazy out there. Everybody should stay home and listen to more podcasts.
So I tell you what, don't bring anything but a toothbrush and I'll just buy you all your stuff when you get here.
You know, after the last shopping trip we had, I think it's doable.
Oh my gosh, everything was on sale and it was beautiful.
It was so fabulous. Okay, so what you're saying is your yard looks gorgeous, right?
I'm very happy with my yard. And in fact, I have assigned my husband the task of taking pictures of the yard with all the new landscape lighting. Which is a whole new experience for me. I've never done landscape lighting before. I figured in the past that the landscape got a rest after dark. We didn't have to look at it. It didn't have to look at us. But now we have it lit.
Well, that's what happens when you spend that much money on landscaping. It's you like, want it to perform,
perform
all day long.
All night.
All night. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so that leads to our last grit bit, and it's a bummer. I have already gotten email about it this year.
Yes.
I didn't have fireworks.
Traditional
Thank you very much.
Bay fireworks display with music.
And I have done the fireworks for how many years? I can't remember the last time I didn't do fireworks, the big, big, big display. And I think 96, 97, it was somewhere around there that I started really ramping up the fireworks experience. And, didn't do it this year.
Why?
Wesley's work schedule was not ideal, and I didn't get to the fireworks store in time. My favorite fireworks store is Bimbo's in Lenoir City.
Bimbo's.
You guys?
Mm-hmm. With a big clown on the sign.
Go to Bimbo's. And... I didn't go to Bimbo's early enough. And then on the 4th of July, Wesley said, why didn't you get any fireworks? And I was like, man, I just got back from Las Vegas. What is this going to do to my pedicure? So I went to Bimbo's and I couldn't get anywhere near because everybody goes to Bimbo's for their fireworks, which they should do.
You have advertised them too well. You have told everybody to go to Bimbo's, and they obeyed.
They did. They obeyed. And I could not get near the place. And I was wearing my new shoes that are really cute. And I do still have the fabulous pedicure. And no, I was not going to wreck it by walking a mile and a half.
Well, and also, Bimbo's is on a 4-lane or 6-lane highway with a median.
It's a 4-lane highway with a median.
Okay. And people were parking in the right-hand lane.
Yes.
So that they could go to Bimbo's.
Of a highway. This is a highway right next to an access ramp to the interstate. And people were parking right there before the ramp. It was crazy.
Yeah. So you didn't want to take your life in your hands to buy fireworks.
No. It's dangerous enough shooting them off.
That's true. But your husband has always been the world's best fireworks performer, too. Lighter.
He's so great. He is so great. Because I buy the fireworks. I organize the fireworks. I'm the one who gets the fuses ready. But it's Wesley who runs around back and forth from platform to platform lighting the fuses and ducking.
He's very good at ducking. I'm always looking up to see the fireworks. Does he look up to see them?
He looks up every once in a while. If it's especially the multi-shot fireworks, mm-hmm. He can light that fuse and stand back for a couple of minutes and watch those fireworks. But when it's the shells that drop down the tubes,
he's a giver.
He is. He's great. Aww. And this year I didn't make him run around. And I missed it in a way, but in a way, it's okay. It's okay. Because really, it has not been the same since my sister Amy moved to Las Vegas. I have really missed you.
Oh, no. Now, don't you pin this on me. You must still do the fireworks and think of me.
We'll do it for Thanksgiving. We'll do the big fireworks display on Thanksgiving. You're coming here this year, right?
Don't know. Don't know about Thanksgiving. That hasn't traditionally. Problem with Thanksgiving is that Christmas is right after it. And you would rather have us for Thanksgiving than for Christmas, huh?
I'm not crazy about Christmas, but I love Thanksgiving.
You crazy girl. How many gifts do you get on Thanksgiving?
Everyone, if you ask people and if you have a poll, what is your favorite holiday? Almost everybody who's Christian, not Jewish, is going to say Christmas.
Oh, a lot of Jewish people say Christmas, too. They still get presents, a lot of them.
Everyone loves Christmas, and I'm not that wild about it. It's like, it's okay. But the 4th of July rocks. I love Independence Day. The weather is good, the food is good, and I don't have to spend it with my in-laws.
Yay!
I love the 4th of July. But Thanksgiving I really love for the food. But Christmas, not so much. So come for Thanksgiving.
What's the difference between the Thanksgiving feast and the Christmas feast?
I get to cook it, and I don't have to spend it with my in-laws.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you there. And at what point do your kids grow up enough that you say, okay, now if you want to go and spend it with the – I'm not going to get it. That's a heavy topic.
But I know. I'm
sorry.
At
some point, you can say, no, I don't want to.
I'm really, really close to that point already. At some point, it's like, you know, I've given 21 of my Christmases to my in-laws, and I like to have one. One of, just for me.
But, you know, they give you such great fodder for conversation because some of the horrible, 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 hateful, awful things, I shouldn't say that, but there's really some things you saw that in a movie. Somebody did not actually say that to you. Oh, yes, they did.
No. So, yes, she really said it to me. And I love going to the dentist and talking to the hygienist and telling her the latest thing that's happened. Because she doesn't believe it either. She's like, no way, that didn't happen. Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. But at least you can step back and say, you can step back from it and get a little perspective on it and say it's, and just laugh at it.
Yes, yes. Fortunately, you get a little bit of time, and it doesn't take too long. It's a few days. You know, while it's happening, I'm sitting there horrified with my mouth hanging open going, oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But then after like a day or two, when I get home and I call Amy and I say, guess what?
What'd she say this time?
Then it becomes hilarious.
Well, here's to perspective, huh?
Yay, here's to perspective.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have...
Yay, it's the Lascivious Biddies with Famous from the Podsafe Music Network, which means we're having a contest, right?
Yeah, what? What?
Well, I mean, isn't that what it normally means?
Well, that's what it used to mean way back in the past when we had contests.
We haven't had a contest in forever, Bay.
Yeah, we're lazy slackers. I mean, I'm a lazy slacker.
I think we should have a poetry contest. I think we should have a haiku contest.
Oh, bite me, no. Seriously, no. Please, no. No haiku.
I'm trying to come up with a haiku about that. Where should I bite you? On the...
on the keister, if you please.
On the keister or where? Bay despises haiku. No, that's too many syllables.
Okay, we have to quit. No haiku, and you know why. And our listeners probably don't. That's okay. You don't have to read my blog, but I just posted like 5 days ago, I'm sick to death of haiku. And I am.
And the person came back and said, well, I'm sorry you're sick to death of it, but I'm publishing a book of it.
Please send your haiku too, ... I'm going, oh, no, she didn't.
And again, I want to make up a haiku that says, no, I will not submit. I will not submit. That's five syllables. Then you can.
Oh,
well, we have to come up with an idea for a contest.
Couldn't we get someone else to come up with an idea for a contest?
How about a limerick contest?
I love limericks. I do love limericks.
I love limericks also. And what would the topic be?
I don't know. See, that's one of the hard things about having a contest. First, you have to come up with what it's about, and then what are the rules, and then what's the prize, and I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, we have the beginning of a concept, and so the first task that we will set our listeners to is helping us finish this idea. I think we've got a prize, right? We've got a Las Vegas souvenir that they ain't making no more of them. So,
and it rocks out.
And yeah. It rocks, yeah. So I think we got that. But yeah, what about the rest of the rules?
I can someone help us with that? I mean, basically it needs to be summertime. And by the way, speaking of summertime contests, how much do we love is having another summertime cocktail contest?
Yay! Bay won last year.
I did. And they made a really good cocktail.
They still talk about the over clover. They still make over clovers.
It was a really good drink. What can I tell you? I still make it too.
It's a good one.
When I have the basil and the mint and everything, yeah, that's what I make. I like it. But we can't do a cocktail contest because that's what How Much Do We Love is doing.
No.
So,
and besides, we would get way too drunk if we did that.
Limericks about cocktails might be fun.
Could be.
Or maybe not. Or limericks about reality TV shows. You know,
speaking
I was
of
thinking,
which, oh, we're so close to the next season of Project Runway, just gets more and more Peyton Place-ish.
Yes, and I was kind of going to touch on that They've announced that, you know, so many changes are coming up for season six. We're on the cusp of season five.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last season that will be on Bravo. And then it moves to Lifetime. And I have already said publicly that I don't get that moving to Lifetime is such a bad thing. And then they announced that the production company is changing.
Yeah, they're going to be using the production company that does The Real World. So apparently they're going to give the designers a lot of booze and a hot tub.
So maybe we should be doing a limerick contest about the last good season of Project Runway.
I'm not going to judge until they actually show the season. I will wait until it happens before I declare it DOA. But it's not promising. Yeah,
I will try to be optimistic, too. It could still be okay. They've still got Tim Gunn.
If you see Tim Gunn in the background holding up a sign that says, help, help.
That'll be our first clue. Yes.
I don't want to be here.
But we have to, fortunately, we get to go through season five before we get to season six. And I'm just holding my breath and hoping there's a Santino somewhere in the bunch.
Santino or somebody who's less violent but also entertaining.
Nefarious, or, you know, there were so many great people on season two.
Yeah, season two was a good one. Where's Andre?
And Laura Bennett. Whatever happened to Andre? Oh, I loved that season. Okay. So, guys, help us out with our contest. What we need is for somebody to tell us what to do.
206-309-7232 or Amy or Bay at gritstoglitz.com.
Yes.
Tell us what to do.
And thank you for listening to our wildly rambling little podcast this week. You guys rock.
I'm looking at the timer, and you know, when we started this, we said, this may be a short one. We don't have an awful lot to talk about. We never let that get us down, do we?
No. For heaven's sakes, we managed to pull out Christmas on this one. Oh, how did that happen? So let's hear from you, and thank you for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Ah, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.